All right, time for our weekly favor. We focus on somebody doing something, making a difference in the community and society at large. And today we're focusing on this technical and vocational training college. And they are passionate about addressing joblessness and the skills deficit in South Africa. So they've been offering trades and vocational qualifications, and they've got over 800 students on various trades, and they're now seeking workplaces for their learners. I'm pleased to tell you we've got Sean Fenn on the line, the CEO of Ekurhuleni Artisans and Skills Training College. Sean, very good morning to you. Fantastic work you are doing. We need these skills, right? Welding, boiler making, so many of these skills, you could even argue, have been lost. You're doing something about that.
Yes, good morning, Bongani and the listeners. Thank you for taking helping us give youth a hand up today. We're really passionate about making sure that we get youth back to work, making sure that they have an opportunity and a hope of accessing the economy. And one of our greatest challenges, though, is that post-COVID, a lot of businesses are really struggling to open their doors to youth, which means that a lot of youth are sitting in limbo. And I speak both on behalf of public and private training providers, where we're trying to get youth trained and then into the economy, and we just can't get them into the economy to complete their qualification.
So what is your appeal? Just first to give us a background around the skills and vocational training you offer, and what is it that you would like to appeal for companies and prospective employers to do to help your learners?
Well, one of the things, Bongani, is that once the academic side or the institutional side of training for vocations is completed, these students need to go into a workplace for between 6 and 8 months. Now, the government has been very positive in making sure that we have access to things like stipends and personal protective wear, and it's all paid, medical checks, learner logbooks, everything they need. The appeal is for businesses in these trades that I have at the moment to open their books. For example, air conditioning and refrigeration, 162 learners. I'm really struggling to place them in a workplace. Boiler making, 139 learners. Rigging, 69 learners. Rigging, Bongani, is a scarce trade.
Yeah.
I can't believe we can't place them. Fitting, welding, domestic appliance repair, 66 students. We're really struggling, and that's my appeal today. And this is not for us at the college, but for the youth of our nation, to give them access to be able to then go and complete their qualification and enter into the economy, and obviously make a positive impact on joblessness and unemployment.
So they've got the theoretical foundation, right? They've had that training at the college, and now you need them to be placed to also get the practical side to obviously complete their qualification. Sean, if people want to get in touch, how do they do so?
Excellent. Bongani, they can get hold of Evelyn Mpashlele on Evelyn, Evelyn, at eastc.co.za, or on 060-897-0961.
Give us that email again for Evelyn Mpashlele.
Evelyn at eastc.co.za.
All right, we'll give it out once again. Sean, appreciate the work you are doing, and we certainly want to put the word out there. So if you can help Sean Fenn and his learners at Ekurhuleni Artisans and Skills Training, they've got boiler makers, people who are skilled in welding, who can fix domestic appliances, and so many other skills, rigging, he said. They've got all these learners who are sitting at home. They are trained and ready to work, but they obviously need the practical side of things to complete their training. If that's a skill you can absorb in some way in your business, do respond as per that email address that he gave out.